Today's Amud of Mishnah Brura is Daf Yud Amud Aleph. We begin with the last word on Tesu Amud Beis. The Mechaber writes in Sif Yud Dalet, Hishkim Kodem Amud HaShachar V'Notal Yodav. If a person gets up earlier in the middle of the night before dawn, Amud HaShachar is a period of time about 72 to 90 minutes roughly before the sun rises, and he washes his hands, and then it still isn't yet dawn. So the Mechaber says, Yeshli his stopek, it's unclear, im tzarech lito yodov pam acheres, should he have to do the washing of his hands again, kisheyeyor hayom, when it becomes daytime, i.e. when it's after dawn. Why? Lahabi ruach ra, hashor al yodayim, because there is a question, the Mechaber says, as to whether you reacquired, so to say, the ruach ra on your hands after the time that you washed them, pre-dawn, until dawn, that ruach ra came back upon your hands. And the Mechaber leaves this as a question, and the Ramah says, v'yitlein b'lo bracha. Go wash them without making a bracha, as we'll now explain in the Mishnah Brura what the issue and problem is. So the Chafetz Chaim writes, ki yesh omrim, there is an opinion that says, the ba'amud hashachar chozer haruach ra l'shros pam shenis, that the bad humors, the evil spirit that rests upon one's hands when one sleeps doesn't come from the sleep alone, but it comes from the time period. And during the night, this ruach ra rests upon the hands. So even if you wash your hands in the middle of the night, but the night isn't over yet, you still have the ruach ra that comes upon your hands a second time. The Mishnah Brura adds and continues and says, since we're talking about the Ruach Ra, that's why the Mechaber didn't say anything about washing your hands for Tefillah. Ein tzarech bazeh, you don't have to wash your hands again for Tefillah, because either of the two reasons that we gave, the Rosh or the Rashba, because your hands move about during the middle of the night, or because you're a Bir Yochadosha, so neither of them would apply over here. It's only the Ruach Ra, the Nagel Vasser type of washing, that is a question. The Mishnah Brura further adds, "Afilu mchazav v'yoshen pam shenis." Even if you went to sleep again, kodem amod hashachar, debazeh vaday tzarech mishum ruach ra, od hapam lito yadayim. Then you definitely have, if you slept, as we'll see, a certain amount of time. We'll discuss this a little bit later today. If you slept a certain amount of time, you definitely have to wash your hands again to remove the ruach ra. Nevertheless, the negel vasa doesn't necessitate a bracha. Even if you went back to bed and you had a real true sleep for a significant period of time, once you washed your hands in the middle of the night, that's the only time you have to make the bracha. Because we're concerned about the sheet of the Rashba that held that the reason for the washing of the hands in the morning is nasa bir yichadosha. Only one time do you become a Bir Yechadosha, and you already washed your hands, below shtei pamim. And therefore, you don't make a bracha because of the concern that you'd be going against what the Rashba said. Mishum ruach ra bilvad lo tiknu bracha. And only for negel vasa, for the washing of the hands to remove the ruach ra, that never necessitates a bracha. The Mishnah Brura further says that even if the first time you didn't make a bracha, when you woke up in the middle of the night, you still can't make a bracha now. The Eich Yomar Vitzivanu al Netilas Yadayim. How can you say for certain the nusach of the bracha that you commanded us to say Netilas Yadayim? Halok far yotzi dechovas anetila lutvilas das harosh. Because according to the Rosh, your hands are no longer askanios. You got rid of that reason by washing the hands the first time. And therefore, one cannot make the bracha if you washed your hands one time earlier. What's the practical suggestion? We mentioned this yesterday, and the Mishnah Brura reiterates it again today. Hanochon shiovi atzmo l'dei chiyuv bracha. Go create a new chiyuv in bracha. How do you do that? Yaseh tzrochov kod matvila. Go to the bathroom before you daven. V'yischayiv l'varech al n'tilas yadayim. And that will encumber you to say a new bracha, because you have to wash your hands again. And this way you can beyotzei the obligation to say the bracha if you didn't say it yet. Dirshu note 41 adds a number of interesting additional points. What about if somebody gets up early in the night to say slichos, as we do around Rosh Hashanah time during the month of Elul? So he brings down the Mati Ephraim, one of the premier Sfarim on the Yomim Noraim, and he writes, Yito Yodav Sheinis Achri Shigmar Loma Slichos Vehir Hayom. That if you got up to say slichos before it was dawn, and then you completed slichos, and it's after dawn, you should wash your hands again. Of course, you don't make a bracha. However, he says, you don't have to rush to do this. You're supposed to go and wash Negovas, and the first thing you do when you wake up in the morning, you shouldn't walk Dalet Amos. Here, you don't have to rush to do that. And Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach Zatzal says the same thing, as does Hagon Rav Chaim Kanievsky. Rav Shlomo Zalman adds, Shein tzarich oz lahakbit shelo leches yosef b'dalet amos. You don't have to worry about walking more than Dalet Amos, nor do you need to worry about touching various parts of your body that you normally wouldn't touch before Negovasim. This is as well the psak of the Eshel Avraham Mibochach. However, others disagree, such as Rav Chaim Kanievsky, brought down in the Ishei Yisrael, who says that one should be careful about not touching the orifices of the body before you wash this Negovasa the second time. The Chazon Ish says the same thing actually applies for learning. If somebody gets up earlier pre-dawn to learn, and then it becomes dawn after his learning is completed, he also should wash Negovasa again, but you certainly don't have to interrupt your learning to go and wash Negovasser. It can wait till you're done with the learning, and Rav Shlomo Zalman agrees with this as well. And Rav Chaim Kanievsky adds that even if you weren't learning, for whatever the reason, you got up early and you washed Negovasser before dawn, and now it's after dawn, you do not have to rush to wash Negovasser instantly, but you can wait till you have the easier opportunity to do so. Because it actually is not an obligation for certain, it's only a Sufik obligation. Sif Tezvav brings about a very interesting scenario about sleeping during the day. The Mechaber writes, Yoshin Bayom, if you sleep during the day, Yesh Listapikim Tzorich La'orus Mayim Aleim Shalosh Pomim. Do you have to wash Negovasa during the daytime if you sleep? Do we say the Ruach Ra is a function of the sleep? Or do we say, no, it's a function of nighttime? And obviously, depending which way you hold, will determine should you wash Negovasa after sleeping during the day. And the Ramah Paskins V'yit Leim Belo Brocha. Again, the same idea. Wash them the proper way you do Negovasa, but without making a bracha. The Eshel Avraham from Bachoch writes that during the daytime, if you sleep and you do wash Negovasa, you don't have to be as careful as you would when you wake up in the morning, that you should rush to do the Negovasa and not go Dalet Amos without washing the Negovasa. Rav Chaim Kanievsky says, though, however, one should be careful not to touch the various orifices of the body or food without washing Negovasa first, even for sleep during the day. The Chazon Ish says for the Dalet Amos, not to walk Dalet Amos without washing Negovasser, one has a little bit more room to be makel. The Mishnah Brura then adds and says this is only if you slept what is called Shisin Nishme, 60 breaths, then does the din of do you or do you not have to wash Negovasser during the day come into play. Avol pochus mizeh, if you slept less than the 60 breaths, which we'll explain in a moment, en ruach ruah shorah, then you certainly don't have to be concerned about this ruach ruah coming on your hands, and this is true as well, vafilu balayla. The person only takes a very, very short nap, less than 60 breaths, so then even at nighttime, this doesn't bring about the ruach ruah, according to the opinion that the ruach ruah is brought about by sleep. Where does this 60 breaths come from? So the next sif, Tezai, in the Mechaber writes, David HaMelech, Hayanizar Shelo Lishon Shisin Nishmin, which the Ramah says, Perish Shishim Nishimos, that David HaMelech was very careful never to sleep more than 60 breaths, Kidei Shelo Yitom Tam Misa, in order not to taste, so to say, the taste of death. When a person does sleep, the Chazal tell us that it's like 1/60th of death. So David never wanted to taste that taste of death, so to say, and he never slept more than 60 breaths. The Ramah says, Ube Gemara, Perek HaYoshein, the Gemara brings down that this was Dafka Bayom HaYanisar. It was only during the daytime that he was careful not to sleep more than 60 breaths. The Mishnah Brura, however, brings down Achronim who argue with this Ramah and say that the Lo Nimsa Shein Shom by Gemara, Rak Al Amorayim, that wasn't David HaMelech in the Gemara who didn't sleep more than 60 breaths during the day. That was the Amorayim. David HaMelech was careful, in fact, the Mishnah Brura says, even at the nighttime, he would not sleep more than 60 breaths. The Mishnah Brura asks, what should a Baal Nefesh do? So a person who wishes to act in a very stringent fashion, Yachmir al Kolponim Bayom, should at least follow those Amoraim that didn't sleep more than 60 breaths during the daytime. The Mishnah Brura then brings out a very important kula, which I'm sure everybody would be very interested in hearing. He says, Ve'ein Shabbos b'chlal zeh. A shluf on Shabbos doesn't count. That wasn't a concern. And he brings down as well, Demi'ev sholo lumo b'lo shinas tzorayim. Somebody can't learn in the afternoon without getting a little dremel during the afternoon, during the daytime, mutu lishon ma'at. Certainly, they can sleep as well. Don't take a 5-hour nap in the middle of the day, but if a person needs to take a little time to reawaken himself to a power nap, as they say, that is absolutely permissible. The purpose of that nap, the Mishnah Berurah says, should not be lahanoas atzmo, for his own personal benefit, rak lavodoso yisporach, so he can serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu better. The Machzis HaShekel brings down further that this amount of sleep is dependent upon the person. It's not an objective halacha, but every person kefit sorech lavodoso yisporach. Some people may need a longer power nap, some people may not need it at all. Every person should know what he does best to serve Hashem. The Orach HaShulchan says over here as well that many Gedoli HaOlam used to take power naps, used to take a little nap during the day. They brought down the Vilna Gaon, used to sleep a half an hour every 6 hours. So if a person needs to take a nap during the daytime to improve his service to Hashem Yisbarach, absolutely not a concern. Just how long exactly are these 60 breaths? So the Bir HaLacha brings down multiple opinions as to the length of this. And he says, Yesh Omrim, there's one opinion that says, Du Shalosh Shos, it's 3 hours. And they try to bring a raya from the Arizal, who would sleep 2 or 3 hours on Shabbos. Many suggest, however, that that's different because the Talmud Chacham is supposed to sleep on Shabbos. Incidentally, Shulchan Aruch later on will tell us that people who work all week are not supposed to sleep on Shabbos, they're supposed to learn on Shabbos. And the Shabbos Menucha, the Shabbos nap, is really hints for the Talmidei Chachamim that are learning all week, and they're supposed to have a little pleasant Oneg Shabbos by sleeping. In any event, one can't bring a raya, they say, from what the Arizal did on Shabbos. Another opinion says that it's a half an hour. The Shishin Nishmin, the 60 breaths, is a half an hour. And some say that it's 3 minutes. And a Baal Nefesh, the Bir Halacha says, should be Machmir as much as he possibly can. However, Lamaisa, most people take the middle approach, the 30-minute shir, and this was the opinion of Rav Chaim Kanievsky and the Shelos Tshuvas Or LeZion, and as well the Kitzos Shulchan Aruch and the Kitzos HaShulchan. They all hold that the half-hour shir is the definition of Shishin Nishmin. Sif Yud Zayin, the Mechaber writes, Yesh Noagin Lechotz Pihem Shachris. We had already discussed this din. Here's where the Mechaber is the source of this din. He brings down the Radah, who says that a person should wash one's mouth out prior to davening in the morning, to remove the bad taste and the somewhat congealed strands of saliva that accumulate in the mouth overnight. The Mishnah Berurah reminds us, which we told us previously, that the reason for this is because Tzorich Lahaskir Es Hashem HaGodol B'Kdusha B'Tara brings the Beis Yosef, who said that you're davening to Hashem and it's not proper that your mouth should be unclean. However, as we pointed out previously, if the person doesn't have water available or the water that's available is not very clean and he's an istinitz and he doesn't want to wash his mouth out with such dirty water, one can go and, in fact, make a bracha without rinsing out one's mouth. But certainly, if one has clean, fresh tap water, one should rinse the mouth out as part of their normal halachic washing routine in the morning. Sif Yud Ches will continue into tomorrow's shir, so we'll just begin it today. And the Mechaber writes here, Eilu Dvorim, the following list of things which we won't say today, but we'll talk about tomorrow, they require Tzrichim Nitila B'mayim. They all require one to wash one's hands with water, as opposed to other things which don't require washing with water necessarily, but just require some sort of a wiping of the hands or a cleaning of the hands, as we'll see. The Mishnah Berurah comments and says, the reason for the water and all of those things that we'll talk about tomorrow is because they all are similar to the Negovasser, Lachosir Ruach Ra Shore Aidezeh, that whatever the activity is, which we'll speak about again tomorrow, is to remove the Ruach Ra, and that you need water for. Okay, Yamar Litok, take it. So as soon as you've done any of these activities, again, which we'll talk about tomorrow, they require one to wash one's hand immediately, and the same rules as Negovasser and the Netila in the morning for Shachris, that you wash ad haperek, until the wrist, ideally. V'alkol ponim atzov kishri etzbiosav, if you don't have enough water, at least until the knuckles. Avlam lichlech yodo betitu berefesh, but if you just got your hands dirty with some sort of mud or tar or something like that, which is not an issue of ruach ra, it's an issue that a person should have clean hands when he davens, so then ein sarich rach lekaneach mokom hameluchloch bilvad v'day. Then you need to just clean the hands in any way possible, and that would be perfectly fine. You don't need technically to use water. Again, for the learning of Torah, for davening, it is often adequate to just do a nikayon, to clean your hands, wipe your hands on something, and that will be sufficient, as opposed to the ruach ra, which always requires water to remove it. Additionally, when you do require water to remove ruach ra, you don't need to wash three times like you do with negovaser. That's only when you get up from the bed. However, the Mishnah Berurah does bring down that if you go into a cemetery or if you had relations with your wife, and some suggest if you come out of the bathroom, that you should also wash your hands three times alternating like you do for negovaser. This concludes today's shiur.